104.7, Andy and Mal, 705 up to 40 today. It is 26 right now. And the State of the Union address was last night. Did you watch it?
Do you think I watched it?
No.
No.
It was on the TV while I was kind of laying in bed.
I was trying to fix my stupid SD card in my phone for like 2 hours.
What's wrong with your SD card?
I don't know. It's corrupted. I can't get any of my pictures or music or anything. Won't even let me take a picture.
Your life has been taken away.
The last 2 days. It's been pretty annoying. I did my nails all pretty. I was going to take a picture and Instagram them, and I can't.
Oh, that's tragic.
It is tragic.
That is, how will the world go on without the picture of your nails on Instagram?
I knew you'd appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, you know who is happy about this?
Who?
Facebook. Mm. They don't have to add any more servers this week.
No, not this week. Well, until I get a new SD card.
Yeah, you gave them a chance to catch up on.
Yeah, just a day. I'll probably
server
buy,
installation.
I'll probably buy an SD card today for it. So I'll take a whole bunch of pictures and make up for it.
Yeah, I did watch it. There was one thing that I heard that kind of annoyed me, and was the line where the president said, we were sent to Washington to look out for the people of America or something to that effect. I'm like,
protect, wasn't it?
No, look out for.
Oh, look out for. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I hire a babysitter to look out for my kids when my wife and I go out for dinner. So it just kind of seemed like, oh, okay, you went to go be our babysitters. That's what you're there for.
Right.
Okay. Appreciate it. I'm a grown-up. I can handle myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can handle basic laws. We don't need to change a whole bunch of stuff. You don't need to provide for me. That's why I have a job.
Exactly.
You know, I can fend for myself. Now, there's some people who choose not to. And
they choose not to. Yeah.
That's their problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, that was just the one big thing I kind of took away from it last night. And, oh, Twitter was just not any fun last night.
It wasn't?
It was full of retweets.
Oh.
From, and all you saw was Soto. Hashtag Soto. Like, what the hell's a Soto? Oh, State of the Union. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's trending number one on Twitter right now.
And some media outlets were trying to get their own version going. It didn't really go. I thought that was kind of comical. Hey, we'll put our name in front of it.
Yeah.
And then that'll be a big, huge trend, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's funny when, you know, when people try too hard at social media. It's just like, hey, what do you think about graham crackers? Do you like graham crackers?
Yikes.
I love graham crackers.
Yikes.
What do you think? Hashtag graham crackers. And then you get the people who are confused and think you use the hashtag on Facebook.
I had a friend do that. Today she's leaving for to go to Hawaii. Don't you feel sad for her?
Yeah.
And she was doing a bunch of hashtags. And then she put a hashtag saying that she goes, I'm pretending I'm on Twitter.
Wow.
I thought it was pretty funny, actually.
So I guess wrestling's been kicked out of the Olympics.
Boo.
I know. It's been around longer than just about anything in the Olympics. It's been around since the ancient times. Greco-Roman wrestling.
Boo.
Yeah. Basically, the reason it got booted was because the modern pentathlon lobbyists were better than the wrestling lobbyists.
Oh, there's and, lobbyists for the Olympic
Well, they're
games?
Making their case to the Olympic Committee to decide which one they were going to drop because they had to make room for golf and rugby.
Golf?
No. I love golf. I love playing golf. I hate watching golf on television.
That is so stupid.
I cannot stand golf on TV. I'd love to go play it myself. I like knowing who's doing well in a tournament. I don't care about watching it, though.
No.
I really don't
rugby
care.
Rugby, I get.
Rugby, I get. That's a that pretty makes, international sport.
That makes sense to me, but golf instead of wrestling?
Yeah.
What's wrong with them? Oh, my Lanta.
I mean,
seriously?
Golfers are barely athletes. Barely.
Yeah.
You I have mean, to be an athlete to swing the club.
And you have to have skill. I'm not
well
dissing.
No, the that's
the that
difference between golfers are athletes, NASCAR drivers are not.
Right.
Because that requires skill. It doesn't require athletic ability.
True.
You know, you can be fat and drive a race car.
You can.
Although it helps if you're a short, fat guy, because then you weigh as much as a tall, lean guy.
Right.
Yeah. But, but yeah, I don't, wrestling being taken away from the Olympics, that just seems wrong.
It's not right.
Not that I ever watched it.
I don't watch it either. So we really don't have
any. But I'm sure as hell not going to watch golf either.
Seriously boring.
I'll watch rugby, though.
Rugby would be fun. It's, like, I'm totally on
like
board.
Like a cross
for...
between soccer and American football.
Yeah, I'm on board for
it's a cross between football and football.
And usually those guys...
And they don't wear helmets.
The rugby players are hot.
Yeah, and they're usually missing a few teeth.
Well, they're still hot.
Yeah.
That can be fixed.
Yeah. Okay, so we have got we've got some Bitterball tickets to give away. Let's give those away right here. 361-5557. Tickets for you plus four friends. Everybody gets two free drinks. And you will have a chance to win some prizes as well. We've got cash. We've got
jewelry.
We've got other certificates and stuff. Just tons of stuff to give away. Tomorrow night at Bucks is when that's happening. It starts at 7 o'clock if you've already won tickets. 361-5557 if you want to go to the Bitterball. Morning, sunshine.
Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:21. We're going to top out at 40 today. Nice and warm. Who's this?
Carrie.
Carrie, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. So are you at least 21?
Absolutely.
Okay, we have got a couple of tickets for you to go see.
Verse Simmons at the Vault on Friday, Valentine's Boothang Party.
Boothang. You got a Boothang?
Boothang.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, bring your booth hang and bring it to the Vault on Friday night. We've got tickets for you. Hang on the line a sec, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I can never find my booth hang.
I think I left it in the other room.
I thought I left it in my truck, but I don't know. I was checking the couch cushions for it as well. And
I don't think that's where you leave your booth hang.
What is a booth hang?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I know what a boo is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My boo?
My boo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And thang is just slang for thing. So it'll be my like my guy thing or my girl thing, I guess, would be if you break it down.
That's what it is, huh? Yeah. Okay.
Yep, if you break it down, that's what it'd be.
Okay.
It'd be so like my then... guy thing. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right.
No.
The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I want to work at a nice restaurant on Valentine's Day and put a fake engagement ring in every girl's drink.
You ever get a weird vibe from somebody like they're angry at you and you don't know why?
Yes, all the time.
Me too. And the folks at cracked.com came up with a list of five ways you're accidentally making people hate you.
Uh-oh. Okay.
One way is you stay quiet when you should say something. If you let a text, an email, or a Facebook post go by without responding, even when no response is required, you might be offending someone. Well, you never do that. Like, you sent me a text message last night asking a question, and I answered it, and it didn't really require a response.
I said okay.
And because you know I hate K, you sent okay.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to make you mad.
Didn't really matter. You don't need the okay either. I assumed you got the message.
I'm a last worder, and also a lot of times I'm a last texter.
I mean, I would rather receive a text back that says, Roger, over.
Well, sometimes I do that, or I'll do 10-4.
10-4, over.
Yeah, I do that quite often.
Over?
Good buddy.
You accidentally remind people how you're better than them.
How do I do that?
Well, not you. I'm talking about in general, how you might be making someone angry.
I know.
You always think I'm talking about you.
No,
it's always about you.
No, I wasn't there. I was meaning it as in, please tell me how people do that, Andy.
You said, how do I do that?
I know, but that's how I meant it.
If you tell a story about a drunken hookup to a single parent who hasn't been on a date in years, it doesn't matter that you didn't mean it that way. They're still going to resent you.
Oh, because they're not getting any.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
You don't realize that you owe someone. This one might not be your fault. Sometimes people think they've done a lot more for you than they really have, but they'll still be angry when you don't pay back a favor.
That makes sense.
Yeah. You waste people's time.
Don't be a time waster. Oh, my God, I hate that.
Hey, you got a second? Hey, you got a second? Hey, can I talk to you for a second?
That.
When someone's too busy to help you with something, they might not tell you since they don't want to sound like they're more important than you or what they're doing is more important than you. But at the same time, they feel helpless because you're piling more work on them.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's welcome to my world. And another way that people might, or reason people might be hating you, is you don't realize you have an unfair advantage.
How so?
Well, when different minorities talk about equal rights, sooner or later you hear someone say, "I don't hate anyone, I just don't want anyone to get special treatment." Well, that person usually doesn't realize that they were the one getting special treatment all along. It happens in everyday situations all the time.
Hmm.
You know, and it could, and it doesn't even have to be a racial thing either.
Right. It could be,
I mean, it could be just about anything.
Yeah.
It
could be a guy girl thing.
Or good looking ugly.
Could be. Mm-hmm.
Would that be an uglist?
Yes.
Someone with a hatred of ugly people?
Yes. That's what it's called.
Okay. Did I make that up?
Yep.
Okay.
Patent pending.
Yeah, I'm going to patent pending that one. Yeah, let me write that down. You uglist.
You're an uglist.
Sounds like a list of Uggs I want to go buy at the store.
No, no Uggs. No Uggs.
I've got my Friday Uggs, my Saturday Uggs, and then my everyday Uggs.
The only Uggs that I approve of are the ones that have sparkles on them.
The only Ugg I approve of is when you're totally fed up with someone talking and you go, Ugh. Kind of like everyone is with us right now.
Uh-huh. So, play the music,
we've
please.
We've got dirt. We've got dirt on the way.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. And a big announcement coming up as well.
One of us is leaving the show.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't even one of those fake...
puppies?
Puppy story. No, it's real. And we'll fill you in coming up next. 726, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:40. We're going to top out at 40 today. It is, what the hell is it? It's 25 right now. Yeah. Was well prepared there.
Yeah, you were.
We got to get you a number to crack the vault on Friday. And the number today, courtesy of Nate, is 19.
Thanks, Nate.
So if you know all three digits on Friday, you will win a $50 party tab to the vault. So we have a little bit of an announcement to make here. We kind of made half of it yesterday, just mostly to torture some people.
Because we're jerk faces like that.
Most people probably really don't care a whole lot.
They might not.
You know, the other 14 or 15. But anyway... I like how we're making this a game show.
I know. It's fun. That's what we do, though.
One of us will be leaving the show. Raise your hand if you're leaving the show. There you go. There's your announcement.
Hey, Andy, this is radio.
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry. I'll start over again. I was just trying to do it like the TV station would.
I know, but that was hilarious.
One of us is leaving the show. On March 8th, it will be one of ours last day. That person is...
me. I'm leaving the show.
I put meat in it!
You have to promise me you'll keep that and play that different times.
No.
Yeah, you have to.
No.
You have to.
I can't. Yeah, 2 years later, you've been gone for 2 years. People have started to forget that you were on the show. And then all of a sudden...
I put meat in it!
What the hell was that? No, not that... I mean, people won't entirely forget.
For at least a little while.
Whoops, that was an accident. I did not mean to play the zombie ES
Dude.
Warning. So
no, I got an offer that I couldn't refuse, and sounds like a mafia type thing here. Godfather.
Kind of a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. And
here, I got music for that too.
You do, yeah. See, I got an offer that I just couldn't refuse.
Yeah, you just couldn't refuse it.
Use it, yeah. And so, unfortunately, I will be leaving. Probably one of the hardest decisions I've ever made in my life. Very, very difficult because I love radio. I've done it since I was 17 years old. And
well, so not been, the whole time.
No, but since I was 17,
I had about an eight-year hiatus.
I had an 8-year break, yeah. But yeah, it was a very difficult thing. The girls, I think my daughters are probably the most upset about it.
Why? No more free concert tickets?
No, not so much that. They're like, Mommy won't be as popular at our school anymore.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Yeah. So
see, if that was me, I'd be like, yes.
Because it is kind of fun when I walk in the hallways to pick up the girls and like, hi, Mel.
So here is what you are going to force me to end up going through.
What am I going to force you?
I have a story.
Interview people.
I'm going to have to interview people. And it's ironic that I found this today. The 10 dumbest interview questions asked by job candidates.
That is funny that is today.
Yeah. And it's funny how I know what's going to happen and it already has. We have advertised it in a couple places. We held off from advertising it on our website yet because, we wanted to kind of make this
an announcement.
But anyway, I've already gotten some that didn't follow directions.
Oh, already?
In the ad, it asks for a resume and an air check MP3, a demo.
Right.
And I've gotten a bunch that have no demo.
Well, how are we supposed to hear what they sound like
if you don't have a demo?
Because this is kind of required for radio to have that.
Number one thing when filling out a job application or whatever is follow directions. Here are the top 10 dumbest things that have been asked by the prospective employee in job interviews.
Okay, can't wait for this.
Number 10, can I have a desk near the cafeteria? Number 9.
That'd be me.
How soon can I take my first vacation?
Oh.
Number 8, do you allow midday naps? Number 7, do you want to take a ride in my car?
What? No, I don't.
Number
Weirdos.
6, can you help me take the employment test? Number 5. What job is this for?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Number 4. What are the women who work here like?
That's not a bad question. Depends who's saying it.
If it's a woman asking it, it's not as bad a question.
Right.
Because it's like, so are the chicks here catty or do they get along?
Exactly. That's not a terrible question.
Number 3. Is the boss single?
Oh.
Number 2, can I have 3 weeks off every month to pursue my music career?
No.
Let me say that again. 3 weeks every month.
So we're going to work 1 week.
1 week a month.
Just be a bartender.
Yeah. And number 1, would you consider going on a date with me?
Wow.
Someone has asked that in a job interview.
In an interview?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So this is what you're going to put me through.
I'm so sorry.
You're going to put me through some stupid.
You know, I didn't even want to tell you.
Yeah, I know. You thought I was going to be mad.
I did. I was so nervous and so scared to talk to you. I'm not even kidding you. Which is weird because, I talk to you every day.
It's funny how every time someone has ever quit, they're always like, I don't want to do it.
I just didn't want to tell you.
No, oh, I know.
Because, not only that, it's just that I'm sad about it.
Yeah.
So.
We got a text message that, that's sweet. That announcement will legitimately affect my life.
Aww. Mm-hmm. That's so nice.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to change gears here.
Do some fun stuff now and not sad stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I don't want to start crying
You
right
can
now.
Go to the bathroom and go cry for a little bit now. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal, 756. It is going to get up to 40 today. I just got an email asking about Bitterball and how does it work? Do I buy tickets? Well, you can just go to our website, hot1047.com, and if you register in the VIP contest, then you can get your tickets instantly. Really slick.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really easy. And don't worry, the information you give out, we don't use it other than to, like, give you stuff if you enter contests.
Yeah, just give you stuff.
Yeah.
Free stuff.
Yeah. Because unfortunately, we found out the other day when we had our Free Money Monday winner that the website does not require people to put in their phone number. I understand that.
But that's not good for us.
Well, it's kind of a problem when you go to try to give somebody $100 because you can't get a hold of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just know that if you do put your phone number in there, the only reason we will ever call you is to give you something for free.
Yep, that's it. Because we're not into telemarketing.
No, believe me, we're not. I don't want to do it.
I don't even know what we would telemarket them about.
I was a telemarketer for about a month and a half.
I did it for a little while when I was younger.
And it wasn't as bad. It was like business to business.
Yeah.
Which is still legal. You know, the cold calling, you know, random citizens is not. But I still hated it. I hated every minute of it. Anyway, that's a long way of telling you, you can get your tickets instantly for the Bitterball at hot1047.com.
It was kind of long.
There's a link at the in the second row of the menu all the way to the right that says Bitterball tickets. So there you go. Okay, so Kate Upton, what a trooper she is.
She is a trooper, for real.
Yeah, she went and got herself frostbite to give us the scantily clad cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
So nice of her.
What a gal.
What, I know.
She's my hero.
She actually, did I read she lost?
She got frostbite.
Well, yeah, and she like lost some sight and hearing for a little while too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah, let me.
I just heard that she got frostbite. Anyway, yeah, standing outside in the winter with
a bikini.
Basically nothing on, mm-hmm. but the bikini bottom and a little jacket, because that's what the photo is on the cover. Yeah, that's pretty cold, and, you know, it takes a while to take a bunch of pictures.
Yeah.
How do they keep her skin from turning red?
I don't know. Probably airbrush afterwards.
Maybe. Well, because her cheeks, you'd think, eventually would have gotten fairly rosy.
Yeah.
Or maybe just a ton of makeup.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah. Anyway, kind of a dangerous
thing.
She
said the penguins helped kept her going.
Penguins
they were so
did.
Adorable.
Okay. What noise does a penguin make?
Don't know.
It's not quack.
I think
I don't remember anyway.
Well, if you watch Mr. Popper's Penguins, that's the sound that they make on there is ow, what? It hurts my throat.
Yeah, it hurt my ears too.
Sorry.
But what, it just got me thinking, what is the most dangerous thing you have ever done?
Ooh.
Now that's not super dangerous. Potentially life threatening if she'd stayed out there too long.
Yeah.
But really not, because she could just say, I've had enough, I'm going inside. You know. But what is the most dangerous thing you have ever done?
The only thing I can think of is Valley Fair, you know, where
that's not dangerous.
Really think high thing where you get strapped in and then you go down.
Okay. I'm not
and
taking
then you
rides.
Fly.
Rides at an amusement park are not dangerous. They're safe. If they
scary.
Weren't safe, they wouldn't let them
that
have
was
them.
Scary.
Okay.
I screamed.
Just because it's scary doesn't make
it
dangerous.
I thought I was going to pee my pants. Well, that still could be dangerous. You're flying in the air. You could still get hurt.
Yeah. I would like to know what is the most dangerous thing you have ever done. 361-555-7, email or text am@hot1047.com. We're out of time. I will tell you what mine is. And mine was actually home improvement related, so to speak. Did not involve a power tool, though.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
But I'll
tell you what mine
is
here coming up, sort of, kind of. What is yours? 361-555-7, email or text am@hot1047.com.
Hot1047.com.